Nazir Pirk, Gimel Mishnah, Gimel 3:3. And now we discuss again another what if that pertains to that first chiddush of the first Mishnah. What if a person could have done his Teglachas Tahara on day 30, but he didn't? And before he does, even though he could have, he becomes Tameh, meaning he's exposed to Tumas Meis. And the rule is, if a person, a Nazir, is exposed to Tumas Meis, that sets him back. He's now got to start again after becoming Tahor and doing his Teglachas Tumah, bring Korbanos and so on. The point is, if you don't get to the end of the normal circumstances, if you don't get to the end of your Nazirus, and then you become, before you get to the end, you get Tumas Meis, you have to start again from the beginning. So the question is, what happens if he could have ended it already, but he didn't yet? So the Mishnah says, the Mishnah says, Misha Amar Harini Nazir, a person takes on a generic Nazirus commitment, which we said, L'chachila, would for sure go for 30 days, and L'chachila, he would observe it till the end of the 30th, but he could have done his haircutting on the 30th. And then Nitma Yom Shloshim, and he becomes Tamei, meaning Tumas Meis, on the 30th day. So then, says the Mishnah, unfortunately, too bad. Sosar Es HaKol, he loses his entire 30 days of work, I'll call it, of being a Nazir. He becomes Tamei, he has to do the procedure for a Tamei Nazir, and then he starts again doing another full 30 days. But Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Eino Sosar El Shiva. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. He says in such a scenario, once he's made it to that 30th day, so then Mitzvah Yom Kukulo, and he's fulfilled his obligation. It's the same as if a person had made it to day, finished 30 days and then became Tamei before he got to do a haircut on day 31, let's say. And therefore he loses nothing. The Mishnah here says, Eino Sosar El Shiva, which literally means he only gets set back 7 days. But Sosar in the previous line of the Mishnah talked about like losing days of Nazirus and to do them again. Here we don't mean that. Here Sosar means just a setback, meaning there's a technical problem. The Nazir can't do his Teglachas Tahara and bring Korbanos while he's Tamei. He'll have to become Tahar first, and that's a minimally a 7-day process. So here, Eino Sosar means kind of like he only set back on the calendar El Shiva for 7 days, the 7 days when he's Tamei, and then after that he can do Teglachas Tahara. No need to do it a second time, says Rabbi Eliezer. But everyone agrees that if he had said not just Harini Nazir, but rather Harini Nazir Shloshim Yom, he took on to be a Nazir for a full 30 days explicitly. So then we said, there's no Mitzvah Yom Kukulo, there's no getting a haircut early on the 30th day, and therefore everyone will agree, Nitma Yom Shloshim, if he becomes Tamei on the 30th day, since he certainly couldn't have done his Teglachas Tahara yet, even Rabbi Eliezer will agree that Sosar Es HaKol, that he loses everything and starts back from the beginning again after he becomes Tahor. Now, that's the end of the Mishnah, and that's fine, that's the din. Worth noting, in the next Mishnah we're going to learn that Rabbi Eliezer has an interesting chiddush regarding becoming Tamei on the last day of one's Nazirus, and that will mean that the rationale for why he is set back is a little different between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah, and a simple Nafkamina we'll see in the next Mishnah, so wait to see it there now.